Good morning, Charles Stevenson, Amherst, Massachusetts. I usually try to say something nice, especially about David Gustina and his program. I think it's wonderful to hear him every morning. But I am going to throw in my vote with the people who are sick and tired of hearing Springfield referred to as the largest city in Western Massachusetts. Anyway, good luck with the virus thing, guys. Bye.
Howard Goldson, New Baltimore, New York, listening to the NPR evening report on March 12th. The reporter was asked why the Trump administration had restricted travel from 26 European Union nations, but not the United Kingdom or Ireland. Reporter responded that Trump had a good relationship with the United Kingdom and believed they were doing a better job at controlling the virus. What was left unsaid was unfortunately the obvious. The Trump properties exist in the United Kingdom and Ireland and do not exist in the rest of the European Union.
Stan Dempsey from the Albany County area. I'm a truck driver. Anybody thinking about truck drivers that are moving this coronavirus across the United States? We travel 500 miles a day, and we stop multiple times in public rest areas and restaurants and everything else. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Jim McManus. I live in Albany, New York. Please stop being so negative. Gosh darn it, I listened to your show for about 30 seconds and I had to turn it off. Everything is Trump, climate change is going to destroy the earth. Stop it. It's cold weather. There are cycles and we haven't been keeping track of the weather. And it may be 100 years, 150 years. Stop it, will you? Stop. Stop with this. Trump. The world's not going to end. Gosh darn it, will you stop with the negativeness?
Hi, my name is Andrea Looney. I'm calling from Northampton, Massachusetts, and I just want to say thank you so much to David Giacina and Alan Shartok and all the staff at WAMC. We're trying to keep us all positive during this rough time. It made me even more aware of how essential you are in our world, in our neighborhood, our communities. I cannot thank you enough. And I will send in my donation as soon as possible during this time of the pandemic. We really appreciate you being there. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Brenda Hughes. I live in Matamoras, Pennsylvania. I'm a mental health professional, and I wanted to suggest that since there's no sports news to report, that in place of all the sports broadcasting, that we use humor, that maybe have people call in with their best jokes. I really think that people are under so much stress that we need some humor to kind of lighten things up, and that would be really healthy for everybody. Thank you.